Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
There was a ruling on the bump stock rule, which still is kind of confusing to many folks, including myself, and that's why joining us right now, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. Good morning, Luis. How you doing?
Good morning. I am sadly coming down with something. My cute little germ factory of a daughter, of course, brought something home from school, so I'm getting the tickle in the back of the throat, but enough of that. Let's get on to what happened in court. So you had the out in Texas, you had Garland v. Cargill, which went to the state Supreme, not to the state Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. And SCOTUS ruled that the Trump bump stock ban executive order clearly exceeded the president's authority, that it is the job of Congress to draft and create laws. Thus, that executive order banning bump stocks was whole and completely legal. Now, what just happened out in Texas was that when the case was in lower courts, the appeals court ruled in favor of Cargill, the plaintiff. But there was no method of Mr. Cargill getting his property back from ATF. What has finally happened is, since you had the Supreme Court ruling, the lower courts then ruled in favor of Mr. Cargill again and ordered ATF to return his bump stock.
So that the idea of what they call relief, they did not initially provide relief. This judgment now does provide what they call relief, which essentially is the government returning the bump stock to Mr. Cargill.
Exactly. And this is why, as you know, we discussed last week, elections are very important, not just who occupies the White House and Senate leadership, but because of judicial appointments. We had a Supreme Court that ruled favorably, and now you have a lower court ruling favorably, and, you know, for our side. So this is why this election is critically important, because look, who controls the Senate and who controls the White House ultimately determines who sits on the bench.
Well, absolutely. Who's in the executive branch at the time of when, you know, the Supreme Court justices get appointed? But legislatively, everything else that has to deal with laws in the Second Amendment, yeah, that's also going to be impacted by that legislation. If it's a bunch of Democrats that have the majority, then gun rights are going to be very much on their menu, and not in a good way. Let me ask you this, Luis. The ATF, was there a time when they sort of took it upon themselves? Was it the gun stocks or was it the trigger thing? Because I do get confused. What was it the ATF kind of took on their own and said, oh, yeah, we'll decide and we'll confiscate, et cetera?
Well, what happened was is you had the Las Vegas shooting. Trump wanted Congress to pass a bump stock ban. Congress told him no. So he ordered ATF via an executive order to declare that bump stocks were machine guns. And then when that was all said and done, ATF sent out a notice saying, look, there's an amnesty period. If you turn in your bump stock, you won't be charged with felony possession, yada, yada, yada. Well, some people did that. Now that these rulings have finally happened over the course of 6 months to a year, and now that there is a form of relief, ATF must return the bump stocks or make these people whole. Because remember, ATF took in these items, and part of that was that some of these items were destroyed. So these people will have to be compensated one way or the other.
And the average person who, you know, took it upon themselves, being a lawful, law-abiding citizen, turned it in. Will they have to utilize an attorney, or do you think the ATF will go along willingly? And like you said, who's going to say what the compensation would be if they can't return the actual item?
Well, as for the process now, that is up in the air. And as we all know how government works in the least efficient means possible. So I believe that there will be some further lower court shenanigans going on where people are going to have to take things up in the lower courts to fight ATF shenanigans.
Yeah, government seems to be a little quicker on the taketh side rather than the giveth side, so to speak.
Yep.
All right, anything else that you want to share with our listeners on this election day?
Go out, go vote. It's vitally important. And remember, folks, don't just vote for the president. Don't just vote for the top office. Vote for every office, because today's city council members and county commissioners are tomorrow's state legislators and next week's congressmen and presidential candidates.
Oh.
So vote now.
Yeah. And by the way, I got something for you I think you might enjoy. I spoke to Governor DeSantis, and we were talking about Amendment 3, which he is very much against. But at the very end, I slipped in there, well, me personally, I'd rather have open carry than the weed. Now, listen to what he said.
Well, you may get that in this upcoming legislative session, so stay tuned on that.
Stay tuned. We might get that in the next legislative session. What do you think of that?
Well, as you know, we've been banging the war drums now for a couple of years, up to and including filing a lawsuit in federal court to challenge the open carry ban. And my goal has been very simple. Make this a public issue to the point that if the governor and the legislature wants to moot our case on a federal level by repealing the ban, then that means our lawsuit still won because it got them to move. As I said, government moves in the least efficient ways possible, and you have to push them to do the least amount of work possible. So this is a positive sign.
I was hoping that if we got open carry, you'd say, Bob Rose, man, you did it.
Hey, we're all in this together. And like I always say, our national motto says it best, e pluribus unum, out of many, one together. Us working as a team, us pressing this issue on multiple fronts, we are getting this done. And as I always say, you guys are a beacon of liberty and freedom on the airwaves, and you give us a platform to push these issues. So you're part of this fight. So thank you very much for that.
No, and thank you, Gun Owners of America, and you personally, Luis Valdez. Keep fighting the good fight. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully, we'll have good news to talk about coming up, maybe even midnight tonight, we hope.
I hope.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com